It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
It's time for the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment that features CEOs and entrepreneurs sharing their stories so we can better understand ours. Last week, we talked with the CEO of Culture Studio, talking about their booming apparel business. Before that, we talked with former Chicago Bear Israel Adonijé about teaching kids to code. Those conversations and more can be found at WGNRadio.com. Just search the Download on Chicago Business. We've had a lot of young entrepreneurs on the program talking about their most important asset, and that's people. And inevitably, we talk about the culture they create to keep those people motivated. Rarely do any of those conversations talk about the culture featuring a strong HR department. Human resources is more important than ever and is overlooked, especially when an entrepreneur wants to create a more casual culture in the workplace. Tonight, we talk about HR in 2018, but not just about sexual harassment and keeping employees safe and secure, but to talk about the role of HR and how it's shifting from just personnel, but to other functions like marketing and PR and trying to find the best employees possible for the business. More often than not, it's the HR department's job to create the culture so many entrepreneurs are striving for. And are professionals in that area prepared for that duty? Adam Robinson is the CEO and co-founder of Hireology, a talent recruitment firm for independently owned businesses. They serve over 3,700 businesses across several industries. He's also the author of The Best Team Wins, Build Your Business Through Predictive Hiring. And Hireology was named by Inc. Magazine as one of the best places to work. Currently, the company has over 130 employees. Adam Robinson, welcome to The Download.
Thanks for having me here. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, this is a fascinating area because I have so many different CEOs, entrepreneurs, people in hot business, people come in who are just like, oh, you know, culture, people. Most important thing is people. I want to do this my way, this way. And rarely does the word HR, human resources, come up. And when you think about the idea of the HR department having an integral role in hiring, it should.
It should. People think process is important when they build their business, and so they have process around everything, sales and marketing, customer relationships, support, finance, and they build their business around these processes, and then they'll stand and say, people are our most important asset. And when you ask the entrepreneur or CEO, well, what processes do you have in place to make sure you do that predictably every single time? There really isn't any. I mean, most companies have no predictable.
Do they just do it by gut? I mean, what do they do?
You know, we think we're better at this than we really are. Hmm. I mean, studies show, in fact, that we are better at looking at a resume and having no other input. Our decision is better than if we sit in front of that person and wing it in an interview. Our ability to pick the right person actually decreases when we have unstructured interaction with people. That's what the research says, because we're wired to have certain biases, mm-hmm, and hire people like us and all these other things that happen that override what you really try to predict. Is this person qualified and able to perform in this job? Human beings are really bad at doing that, as it turns out. And so process is critical. And it is the role of HR to bring that forward. And I think it's the real differentiator for tomorrow's leadership.
Far too often, companies will, or small businesses will do it by gut, or they hire out to talent recruiters or to executive searches and have somebody else kind of bring it in, and then they make the choice. How important is it to have an HR department that's in-house, that's part of the hiring, that understands the hiring philosophy that you're trying to execute with your business?
Well, my answer to that question is a question to business leaders considering whether or not to make this a core and critical part of their business. Would you rather have first crack at the best talent in your industry, or do you want to be relegated to hiring the people your biggest competitor determined were not good enough to work for them? That is the reality of the job market we're in. You can hire the best, or you can hire what's remaining after someone better than you at doing this got first crack. And think of the competitive advantage that then accrues to the leader or the business that does this best. Branding the opportunity, yeah, bringing the right people in, building the great culture, all of these things are real strategic weapons in highly competitive markets. And if you're just throwing it to a search firm or posting and praying online, your result's going to be worse. You're operating at such a disadvantage. It is really going to harm you over the long run.
Adam, what is predictive hiring?
I mean, that's a big part of your book and what you wrote about. But I'm fascinated on the concept of predictive hiring.
We teach our customers to think about hiring like car insurance. So State Farm doesn't need to meet you to know that if you have a 16-year-old driver in your family and a sports car in the garage and your spouse has had five accidents, that you're probably going to cost them some money at some point. And maybe not you individually, but people like you with your risk profile tend to be really expensive customers. What they never do is take one look at you and say, you know what, man, you look like a pretty good driver.
Good luck out there, buddy. I like your style.
Let's sign him up. Let's see how that works out. It would be a horrible mistake.
Right, that would be terrible.
They know they ask five or six things, and they have a pretty good understanding of the risk profile. Why do FICO scores work? FICO scores work because, as it turns out, your borrowing level relative to your income and whether or not you've paid your bills in the past is highly predictive of your propensity to do that in the future. Why is Moneyball famous? Well, it turns out that if you're trying to predict player value, there's a couple of things you look at, and it's highly predictive. Well, the same thing happens in hiring. Same math, same underwriting process. And it doesn't have to be complicated. If you know what outcomes you're trying to achieve in a role, which is not a job description, right? That's not make cold calls. It's set five meetings a week is the difference. If I know I'm looking to hire somebody that can set five appointments a week, I can look to things that predict whether or not those outcomes are going to happen. And then once I'm asking those things and determining those things consistently and repeatedly, I can underwrite that risk. And if I can dial my risk profile down, I'll be right more than I'm wrong. Most businesses are right 4 or 5 times out of 10. Companies that use a predictive hiring process can be right 6 or 7 times out of 10. It's 50% better than your competition at your most important asset. That's pretty good.
Adam Robinson is the CEO and co-founder of Hireology. We're talking about predictive hiring and making a more efficient HR department, really, when it comes to hiring. Let's talk more about that. First, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue the download on Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest tonight in the studio, Adam Robinson. He's the CEO and co-founder of Hireology, a talent recruitment firm for independently owned businesses. They serve over 3,700 businesses across several industries. He's also the author of The Best Team Wins, Build Your Business Through Predictive Hiring, talking about HR departments, predictive hiring, and how they can HR departments can better serve the brand that is the business by using tools like predictive hiring. I guess the question I have, and the one that I think a lot of people might have, is are HR professionals, whether they're coming up through college or being trained in some way in workshops, other, are they prepared for all of the things that are being put on their plate? It used to be, what, they had a couple of things they had to do to sign the paycheck or cut the paycheck. But now there's this, there's making sure they've got the right job descriptions, interviews, not to mention misconduct and monitoring and policing the office.
Yeah, the traditional role of HR has been administrative, but recruiting is a sales function, right? You are convincing someone to leave their job where they're theoretically successful because you're looking to bring the best into your company. You're trying to convince them to leave. That involves a transfer of trust. That doesn't happen with an online application and an automated process. That happens when human beings talk to each other and have a constructive conversation. And so traditional HR is to human capital strategy what accounting is to the finance department. It's really important, but that's not the whole story. HR can be strategic, managing the employment brand, be the keepers of the culture. And when those things are happening, all the other administrative things and compliance-related issues and, you know, the things that you hear about in the news today around harassment policies and diversity and hiring, all these other things, those things start to take care of themselves when leadership at the top demands that it be a priority. And so great human capital practices start with the CEO of the business.
Are HR professionals being trained this way? I mean, when we talk about predictive hiring and other places like that, I mean, are you seeing more employees coming out of college to do this kind of thing?
Certainly not out of college. Leading companies are making the investment in teaching their folks how to be better at hiring and selection. But it is the last untapped ROI for most businesses. I mean, when we looked at research that showed 84% of seasoned HR professionals fail basic qualifications for hiring and selection. Everyone's making it up. Managers are busy. HR is busy. Everyone thinks it's just having a conversation and hiring the people we like, flip a coin, hope they work out. I mean, that's hiring at most wow. companies, right? It's, oh, did you like them? I liked them. Did you like them? Yeah, yes, I liked them, right? Let's hope that works. That's a coin flip. We could save everyone time, hire everybody that comes up tails, call it a day. You'll be right half the time. I mean, let's just move on. You can be better than a coin flip. But there, you learn this on the job. You don't learn this in college.
Yeah. I mean, do you see, I mean, especially in your work and at Hirology, a need for more training, more workshops, more education for professionals to come into this kind of job?
Absolutely. I think HR professionals who want to be strategic will make putting the right person in the right seat, if we could call it that, that skill set, right person, right seat, that is a game changer for most businesses. To be able to predictably and repeatably do that at scale over time
right.
is such a competitive advantage. HR professionals who get really good at that and teaching their managers how to get really good at that, that's job for life kind of stuff. I mean, that is such a value to the business.
You know, I love that Hirology is your company, is your CEO of the company. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about is getting CEOs to understand that HR has to be different. I mean, in your situation as a CEO of a company that is essentially an HR company, do you have to do the same thing? Do you have to be reminded of that? How do you set up your HR department and make sure that it's in line with what you're talking
about? Well, absolutely. Well, so if we didn't use our own software, I'd be a hypocrite, right? So we follow our own process. We do this internally. There is a process. It is scored and measured. It's reported to the company every week. Are we following the process? Are we doing it fast enough? Are the results solid? We look at that all the time. And so we hold ourselves accountable to that. I still interview every candidate that comes through as a final interview to find out how their experience has been with us, to see if there are any concerns or questions that they have about the role, mm-hmm. and then just to talk about whatever's on their mind. Is there a question you want to ask that you haven't felt comfortable asking? Because now's the time. I mean, I want them to walk away and have a meaningful conversation with their significant other, and the end of that conversation is either going to be, you know what, it just doesn't feel right, or it's going to be, you know what, I cannot wait to join this company. And if you do it right, if we do it right, the wrong fits fire themselves before we make the offer. We give them enough information. I was talking earlier today with someone about this. We're not selling. We're getting them to buy. It's very different. I'm not pitching you on how great we are. I'm giving you the information that you can use to determine whether or not this is right for you. Hmm. And if you determine it's right for you, you own that decision.
There's some ego involved with that. I mean, I would assume that you want to sell your wares and say this is a great company and you should be happy to work for this company. So there is a little putting your ego in check to say, I have to think of it the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. As great as we might think we are, convincing someone to work for us is not the way to do it. The mentality is not, here's what we're looking for, come on and apply. The mentality is, our hiring process is really strict. It's really hard to get a job here. But if you do, you join a team of people that is going to be the best team you've ever worked with. I mean, I wish more people had that mentality.
Adam Robinson is the CEO and co-founder of Hirology, a talent recruitment firm for independently owned businesses. He's also the author of The Best Team Wins, Build Your Business Through Predictive Hiring. Adam, my guest tonight at the Download in Chicago Business, a pleasure talking to you, and thanks. And I'd love to have you back to continue the conversation about great human resources.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.